Pro-Palestinian crowd protests at World Trade Center, site of 9/11 terror. By Joel B. Polak on December 29, 2023. Activists for the Palestinian cause decided to protest Thursday at the World Trade Center, the site of the most destructive terror attack in American history on September 11, 2001. Last night, pro-Palestinian activists protested at the site of the World Trade Center chanting, "Long live the Intifada." On September 11, 2001, Palestinians celebrated the fall of the Twin Towers. pic.twitter.com/x6dprmmhmk. Eitan Fishberger, at a Fishberger, December 29, 2023. The New York Post reported. Thousands of anti-Israel protesters swarmed Manhattan on Thursday, with one group shutting down the front entrance to the World Trade Center's Oculus and another organizing a funeral procession for children who were killed in Gaza. About 1,000 joined the Flood NYC for Palestine emergency marches that overwhelmed several landmark Lower Manhattan sites, including City Hall, Zuccotti Park of Occupy Wall Street Movement fame and the Bank of New York Mellon headquarters. "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," the ralliers chanted for the destruction of Israel. Some critics recalled that Palestinians celebrated the 9/11 attacks at the time they occurred. Pro-Palestinian protests have been notable for their lack of criticism of Hamas terror against Israel. As this author noted in October, the greatest shock this week, aside from the scale and brutality of the Hamas terror attack in Israel, was that far too few Palestinian activists in the Western world appeared to denounce it. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.